The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
In Shabbos, for mitzvahs, tefillah, for mitzvahs, for tzlacha, for mitzvahs. Shalom and Baruch, we were talking about the Shabbos of tefillah. For mitzvahs, for tzlocha, for mitzvahs, and brought from many psukim of David HaMelech, Eric Davend. Tachat tzlocha, we have a shmai with his ruchnis. The message, we ever have time, there's a mizmah, kufi tes, famous mizmah, and it has 22 times, 8 psukim, and they're all tefillahs for ruchnis. Beautiful, beautiful tefillahs. He continues that in David HaMelech's tefillahs for Ruchni has two parts. One of the things he's having for that Hashem should give him siyat Shemai to be focused. Focused on avodas Hashem. Focused in other words, we daven for a lot of things. It's very hard to focus. But we do focus on the things that are really most important. Unfortunately, for the average person, the tefillah of Atachenu Ladam Das, Ashivenu Yil Sosecha, may have much less focus than Baruch Aleinu, which a person comes for Panota, which have a tzlach in this year, or Fe'enum. Those are things, what we call today, more down to earth. But they're not really more down to earth, they're more physical. Das is more essential than anything else to know how to do the right things. So, David HaMelech tapka down for that. In other words, it's an amazing thing because we have a whole Seder Shmoneh Esrei of all of our kashas. And there's even a tefillah before that. Before the Shmoneh Esrei, Yachel, the Vovi, the Yerushimecho. Put my heart in a directional effort, clarity for Yir Shemayim. Gal Einai, Vabita Nefloif Nisar Esecha. Open my eyes and I should see the wonders of your Torah. Have Einai Miroi Shov. Keep my eyes away from seeing things that have no value. So basically, this is the first part of the general tefillah in for Ruchnius, that it should have Siyat Shemaya to give the proper value to Ruchnius, to make that an important part of my life. We have to do everything in life. Make an important part of my life. Now this tefillah of Haver Einai, it always shows, keep my ways of watching, things that have no value, should be one of the a tefillah we say every day. So once again, it's also in Kufi test. Always say, so much so, we are watching day and night, especially with the computers nowadays, there's an unlimited amount of shows of things that have no real value, that we just waste our time and things that we don't want to make a difference to our life one way or the other. Akoponim, this is an important yesod. I mean, in our field itself, do we mention these things? But we say also in a tavern before Shemoneh Esrei, in Avraham Rabba, say, Hore Einrina B'Seir Osecho, that the Bein of the Mitzvah Osecho, basically that sums up all these sukkim. We say in Avraham Rabba. Avraham Rabba, by Tzadikim, the daily Yisrael, was one of the most powerful tefillahs. One who didn't see it cannot appreciate it. This is one of the important things of Shemesh Tamid Chom. You get Musagim, you get
Kol HaLashon.
Concepts of greatness. I remember I was able to daven by Rav Glusman Zichron Levracha, Rashiv Ali Shivan Rechavia. And every day when he said this pasuk, Vahori Neidu B'Sri Yosecho, he was mamish crying with tremendous emotion, like a Anila davening. And I may have told you the story, but I'm not going to be modest with the story, but just to say over that that tefillah was the first tefillah that he remembered coming to shul as a little child with his father, and also in Lita, in Lithuania, where they lived, of being so impressed that he came to the davening. Suddenly the tzibur, in those days the whole tzibur was like that, and when he came to this tefillah, and before they also, Rachim Aleinu Hashem Abachmonos Anos, same being Venu, the whole tefillah would say with tremendous emotion and distractions, and it made an impression on him. And he asked his father, why did he make such a big fuss about that tefillah? And he told him with davening that we should have a chelik in Torah and mitzvahs. And he said, why is that? Why did he get so distracted? How about his father told him, what do you mean? This is what life is all about. We come to this world for Torah and mitzvahs. It's something we could all take for ourselves, to have a little more kavana in that tefillah before Kriya Shema. If we do before Kriya Shema, and we think to ourselves, you know, why am I having extra kavana? And the Rachim Hashem has so much rachmonis on me, and Horeinu b'Zoresecho, Avilim b'Zoresecho, because these are so important. We have good kavanah when we say that before Kriya Shema, then when it comes to Shema Nesrei Mir Tashem, we'll have more of a chance of having more kavanah when we say also Atochenu L'Nas, Hashivenu Vinu L'Zoro Zechel. Like we said, Klal Yisrael needs these tefillahs so much, not just for ourselves and our families, for all of Klal Yisrael. We should all have the proper das to understand what's really important in life. And Hashivenu Vinu L'Zoro Zechel, Kavenu Malken L'Vodu Zechel, Yisrei B'Tshuve. When we see that there's a situation, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, which is the center of Judaism all over the world, is public statements, Chmon Lizlon, that we're not interested in Torah and Mitzvahs, that's a national tragedy. I'm not getting involved what is good for us personally or not, or funding, that's secondary. It's a statement of the nation, Klal Yisrael, that we don't have it right, we missed the boat. And it's our responsibility to do what we can to mechazik Klal Yisrael, wherever they are and what level they are. And if we're living in the Ramat Beit Shemesh, we don't have the opportunity to be in the front line, to be a makar of Jews. This is also a makar of Jews. It's a makar of us, it's a makar of our families, and the makar of all Klal Yisrael. We say, V'ori Neidim B'Sevesecha, also a makar of all Klal Yisrael. Our desire should be for Torah mitzvahs. And then after we come to the Shmon Ezri, Adachayni Lalam Das. And there's another benefit to this, because if we put more effort into making our appreciation for Torah mitzvahs a real thing, we all believe it's the most important thing, but it's a matter of how you relate it to it on a day-to-day level. When we're chasing that for ourselves, then you'll see you have a much more pleasant life, because most of the things that are disturbing us are not these type of things. Most of the things that are disturbing us is, I don't have this, I don't have that, and he's not behaving nicely to me. And then everything falls into the right perspective, and we can be more happy with what we do have and focus on what's really important in life. And everything else we'll take care of according to our kodesh and as best as we can. So a wonderful day of Siyad Shemaya. And this clarity that we all davening for, even David HaMelech, the great holy king of Klal Yisrael, the daven constantly for these things. Shalom uvrach.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.